we're going to get right into it because we ran a tad tardy, as you guys got to hear what DA had to say upon his return to the States. This is something we call this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It really is a dating game, and I don't know why the dating game came up earlier this week. I just don't know.
It was Al Michaels yesterday was
there
our dating game reference,
Al Michaels,
right?
Dating game, Walker Outer.
He used to choose the broads who were on the dating game.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Wikipedia...
Dames, were they broads?
I think that's what the Wikipedia entry said.
Oh, boy.
That's so Rat Pack Sinatra. Who's this broad on the dating game? I don't understand.
Jeez.
Why is she talking right now? I thought that wasn't allowed.
By the way, this is satire. These do not represent the beliefs of Crunch Time Sports Talk or Cumulus Broadcast.
Just Frank Sinatra, which they definitely did.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
Moving on. Last week, I asked you about Zach Britton's claim for AL Cy Young and possibly even his claim to an MVP award. This week, let's move to another award, NL Gold Glove at catcher. Yadier Molina has won the award every year since 2008, but is it time for his reign to come to an end? A, no. Molina has only one error so far in the season. He's played the most innings at 950, and he hasn't shown that he doesn't deserve to win it again, even though his stolen base rate or his caught stealing rate is below the league average. B, yes, Buster Posey. He's throwing up base runners at a league-leading rate of 44%, 21 points higher than Molina. This year, it's on par with the rates that Molina had in 2014 and 2010, while allowing two pass balls and 850 innings catching. C, yes, Wilson Ramos of the Washington Nationals has the third least errors of catchers this season and least amount of stolen bases allowed and the most putouts of any catcher so far this year.
I'll tell you what, I've heard the rumblings. I heard Kirkjian talk about it. I heard one of the Fox guys talking about it, that they're almost ready for a changing of the guard. And Gold Glove, once you start winning them, man, they don't like to take them away. I actually think this is going to be Posey's year. So was that B?
Yes.
All right.
Last week, the Dodgers said that they couldn't give away problematic outfielder Yasiel Puig, but today they announced that they were just kidding about that. They've actually turned down multiple offers for Puig. Will Puig be moved anytime soon? I haven't given the options
yet. Go ahead.
Yet.
I almost had an answer.
Yes, a team in a tight wildcard race, looking at you, Mariners, could use the explosive power and fielding that Puig provides. Adding Puig to a roster in the final month of the season could be the difference of making up two games in a wildcard race. B, yes, Puig will be traded, but not until the offseason. With waivers coming into play, any team would be silly not to claim a guy with the talent and potential Puig has. C, no. Puig had a change of heart in Oklahoma City and will come back a better teammate and better player in 2017. Plus, the Dodgers might need a replacement for Josh Reddick, who's a free agent after the season ends.
You know, his career started really young at 22 from Cuba. He didn't acclimate well as far as maturation as an American professional athlete. I think this has been a slap in the face of reality to him. I don't think they're giving up on him. They still have him signed through 2018 for not a lot of money baseball-wise. I think they're going to give him the offseason and see what they got coming back in spring. I'm going C.
The Raiders have filed for a trademark for the Las Vegas Raiders, along with some renderings of a stadium proving that the rumors that the team was leaving true all along. There have also been rumors growing that the A's have been touring waterfront sites for a stadium in Oakland as well, meaning the Raiders could also keep the Coliseum all to their own. What is the Raiders' endgame here? A. The Raiders are going to Las Vegas no matter what happens with the A's and their new stadium search. Hockey is a toss-up for how successful it will be, but football rules all, and the Raiders would be silly not to exploit that market. B. With the A's finding a potential new stadium in Oakland, this could mean that the Raiders build a new stadium at the same spot of the Coliseum and stay in Oakland. Or C. This patent filing is a bluff to get the city of Oakland motivated to do something that keeps the Raiders in Oakland. With the Warriors moving to SF next season, the A's still can move to San Jose. This means Oakland could go from three teams to none like that.
There have been ploys to get whatever county that is in Oakland,
Alameda
County, to get a stadium built. I don't think it's happened. We've seen them. It was unthinkable they could move from Oakland, and they did after the 80 season. And I just think everything is falling into place. The NFL wants Vegas. They got L.A. I'm going with A. The Raiders are going to Vegas.
College football starts in about 26 hours from now. And and again, all the talk is about who of the Big Five gets out of the last four. Based on my extensive research and calculation, that is a guarantee. But what else is more likely to happen this season? A school outside of the Power Five makes the playoff final, like a Houston going undefeated and shocks the world, getting the chance that Boise never got in the BCS. B, a team with two losses make the final, say a Pac-12 team, or more likely an SEC team, gets in on merit, and because we can't have a college football playoff without Nick Saban. Or C, two teams from the same conference get in. Maybe it's the Big 12 with Ohio State and Michigan, Bama and another SEC school, or the most likely, Clemson and Florida State from the ACC.
I'll tell you what, there were years Boise State had a chance, and they actually lost their regular season openers. I know they beat Oregon, but they weren't a legitimate BCS contender. With four teams, if Houston were to beat Oklahoma, they could cut a path. I just think the Sooner team is too good. So I think it's actually more likely than we get a double dose of a conference, because I think within the Big Ten, I think within the Pac-12, there's going to be a lot of cliche beating up on each other, which could open the door to Clemson or Florida State. I'm leaning C there.
And last one real quick. Gary Sanchez keeps hitting home runs. He is A, the greatest baseball player ever, B, duh, he's the greatest Yankee ever, or C, he is the greatest ever, let's stop playing baseball now.
Is there a D? Is there an all of the above?
Yes.
Could we have his name changed to Gary Ruth?
Yes.
He's definitely the greatest Yankee ever, so that's a safe bet. I'm going to pick B.
They should create a monument park at every stadium just for him.
They should take down Ruth, Garrick, DiMaggio, Mantle, yeah. All of them down, melt them into one big Gary Sanchez statue.
No, you just shrink theirs and then have a big Gary Sanchez one in the middle and then have them like underneath it.
There's subplots to the Gary Sanchez story. All right, I think that's a wrap.